strings, brass, winds. Percussion. These are the families of instruments commonly found in an orchestra. Fourth graders in Northwest Arkansas will get to learn more about them through the Walton Arts Center's Orchestra Family Residency. The pilot program will introduce students to these instruments through mini concerts at their school. Laura Goodwin, Vice President of Learning and Engagement at Walton Arts Center, says the program was inspired by the dreams of local music teachers.
Basically, with all of our education programs that serve schools, we want to solve an existing problem. So we're always having conversations with teachers, asking them what is it that we can do that can help you reach your students, that can improve student achievement in your teaching area. And so when we approached music teachers, with the question, how can we help you teach your music classes, they said that hearing live music was so very important for children, and also the opportunity to hear the instruments that are used in an orchestra. There's just many, many children don't have the opportunity to hear those instruments live, and so was there a way that we could bring the orchestra family instruments into the school?
Mimi Hagers, elementary music teacher at Vandergriff Elementary School in Fayetteville, explains that it's one thing to hear a recording of music, but there's nothing quite like hearing it live. She is one of the teachers who spoke with Goodwin about creating this program, and she is ecstatic to have her dream fulfilled so soon.
I mean, it truly is just the dream, and I feel like this year will be the finest education that my students have ever received in the instruments of the orchestra. It's going to far exceed anything I've ever done for them in the past just because of this live performance component. And we're going to be able to follow up and ask them questions and get more information to the kids based on what they saw even after the fact. And so it's wonderful. And it's taught me that even in the future, if I don't have this next year, say I don't have all these, exact same performances coming, which may or may not be the case, that I feel empowered to teach in a better way just from the guidance that I've received from people that know so much about this information.
Matthias and Bellevue Elementary Schools in Rogers and Asbell Elementary School in Fayetteville will also participate in the residency, which is funded in part by a grant from the Mid-America Arts Alliance. From now through the month of May, regional musicians will perform a concert each month featuring one of the families of instruments.
Well, the kids are going to be familiar with what they hear in those concerts because their music teachers are already going to be sharing that repertoire with the kids in advance. So they're going to recognize the Mozart piece they're going to hear, or they're going to recognize the Bizet piece from Carmen. So they're going to already have in their ear the tune of what they're going to hear at these mini concerts. The other thing is that the unit gives an opportunity to learn other things about music. For instance, the string unit not only teaches about the string instruments of the orchestra, but there's also a focus on dynamics. And so each of the music pieces that are played during that mini concert emphasizes a different musical dynamic.
In addition to performing in schools, these musicians will also host mini concerts for local residents at the Rogers and Fayetteville Public Libraries.
It's for every fourth grade student, and we chose that grade level with our teacher's guidance because that is the time in the curriculum when they're really focused on those orchestra families. So that's the time that it makes sense curriculum-wise to introduce and reinforce that material. That being said, when we take the residency mini concerts into our public libraries, it's going to be interesting to a broader range than just fourth graders. And so we know that we'll be serving families that have a range of children, probably from anywhere from kindergarten on up to, middle school even. And in fact, adults are going to find a lot to learn. So if you don't know much about the instrument families, you can come to a mini concert and learn all you need to know.
One of the benefits of the residency is giving students a chance to hear orchestral music, something they may not have had the opportunity to experience otherwise.
You know, our world is changing, and not every family has the opportunity to hear symphonic music live. There used to be more opportunity in our community, and we're actually very, very excited because SONA, the Symphony Orchestra of Northwest Arkansas, is playing its first concert in March, and so we know that those opportunities are going to expand for our community, but the fact is that for many, many people, hearing symphonic music has not been on their radar screen or something that they know they're interested in. And so just having the opportunity to share this live music with students is a real foundational experience, and one that as they grow and develop, they'll come back to again and again. And they'll never hear symphonic music in the same way because they'll have more knowledge about it, and so it'll be more meaningful to them.
Goodwin says she hopes the pilot program is well received. After this year, her hope is to revise what needs to be revised in order to improve the residency so it can be a model for other schools in the future. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.